You are listening to the audio production of Yesterday's Gone by Cindy Woods-Small and Aaron Woods-Small, published by Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. From Cindy. To my longtime friend Kay, who believed in me before I dared to tell others of my desire to write, passing me novels to read and assuring me I could write one day too if I believed in me as you did. Whether my life is being overly joyous, desperately grievous, or something between, you steady me and encourage me, and I thank you from the depths of my heart. From Aaron. To my husband, Adam. Above all the unexpected, and no matter what path life takes us on, I'd choose you in every timeline. And to our baby, Iris, our Penelope, who we lost before birth. Our time together was but a breath, but aren't all our lives in comparison with eternity. You matter and exist, and writing this book was part of my promise to you. Chapter 1. Sweat rolled down Eliza Bontrager's neck as she carried her youngest sibling on one hip and a plate of sliced bread in her hand. Stale bread and the last of it. The mountain air hung thick with a familiar July aromas. But was there a hint of stench in the air from the feed mill where Dat worked? Surely not. Despite how foul that odor was, it stayed in downtown Calico Creek, rarely meandering this far into the rural part. Coom, Eliza called. Es is Zeit essa. The moment she said it was time to eat, excited voices filled their little nook of the Appalachian Mountains. Four children, not looking at all as if she'd hauled water and bathed them last night, scurried to the picnic table. The old wooden benches and marred table wobbled as the little ones clamored to a spot. Despite grubby hands snatching up bread, she couldn't help but chuckle. They were just too cute. The little one on her hip squawked, reaching for a piece of bread. She passed him a slice, and he bounced up and down. 4-year-old John shoved a big bite into his mouth. Danky, he mumbled. Even as he ate, his brown eyes were glued to the remaining 3 slices of bread, the ones meant for Ruth, Moses, and her. But John stayed so hungry of late, and one slice wasn't likely to fill his stomach. Eliza did what she could to bring money into their home. Her skill was textiles, mostly weaving fabrics on a small loom from cotton and wool she purchased when she could. She also made quilts and blankets from scraps, but she hadn't been able to purchase threads for the loom in a while, and her thick blankets were a hard sell during the dog days of summer. The good news was Dat would be home in a few hours, and today was payday. But without a working flue for the cook stove, they couldn't bake bread, and buying store-bought was out of the question. There was nothing quite as difficult as baking bread using a wood-burning cook stove during the hottest summer months, but it had to be done at least once a week. She shooed flies away from the bread in the little one's hands. Most days, keeping food on the table was hard work, but rarely this difficult. Between the broken flu and Dat's last paycheck being short due to missing more work than he had paid days off, the last week of feeding the family had been more challenging than most. Cicadas buzzed loudly, a constant song during the hottest months each year. A summer breeze kicked up, and she lifted her head to enjoy it. A familiar screeching sound let her know someone had opened the screen door. She turned to see her sister Ruth coming outside. Ruth was the smart one, and she currently held the spot of a teacher's assistant at the local Amish school. Unfortunately, it only earned about $4,000 per year, which was only $300 a month. Ruth wouldn't look for anything else because her dream was to become a full-time teacher when she turned 18, and her best chance of that was to faithfully stay working as a teacher's assistant. She walked to the picnic table, carrying a pitcher of water and 3 cups. The little ones always had to share. Plates, cups, beds, clothes, bath water, and the few toys they possessed. Gut, John clapped. Yeah? He knew the water would help fill his aching belly. Eliza bent and kissed the top of his head. He was always grateful for every kindness that came his way. Ruth poured water and passed it out before grabbing a slice of bread. Where's Moses?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?